When you use the illusion of ignorance, no longer living it, but simply using it, you acknowledge and admit that there is much that you still do not know, do not remember. Yet that very humility raises you beyond the humble, causing you to understand more, remember more, become more aware. Now you are among the cognoscenti, those who know. You remember that you are simply using illusions to create a localized contextual field within which it becomes possible to experience, and not merely conceptualize, any one of the myriad aspects of who you are. You begin using this contextual field consciously, like an artist using a paintbrush, producing wonderful pictures and creating powerful and extraordinary moments. Moments of grace in which you may know yourself experientially. If you wish to experience yourself as forgiveness, for instance, you could mix the illusions of judgment, condemnation, and superiority. Projecting those in front of you, you quite suddenly will find, create, people in your life who give you the opportunity to exhibit forgiveness. You can even add the illusion of failure, projecting it on yourself to heighten the experience. Finally, you can use the illusion of ignorance to pretend that you don't know you are doing all of this. If you want to experience yourself as compassion or as generosity, you might mix the illusions of need and insufficiency to create a contextual field within which to express those aspects of divinity within you. You may then find yourself walking down the street, confronted by beggars. Strange, you may say to yourself, I have never seen beggars on this corner before. You feel compassion for them, and it touches your heart. You feel generosity stirring within you, and you reach into your pocket and give them some money. Or perhaps a relative will call and ask for financial help. You could choose to feel any one of many aspects of your being in that moment. But on this occasion, you choose kindness, caring, and love. You say, of course. How much do you need? But be careful, because if you are not careful, you will not understand how the beggar on the street or how the relative on the phone found their way to your life. You will forget that you put them there. If you fall too deeply into the illusion, you will forget that you have called every person, place, and event of your life to you. You will forget that they are there to create the perfect situation, the perfect opportunity, to know yourself in a particular way. You will forget my grandest teaching. I have sent you nothing but angels. You may cast my angels as villains in your story. If you are not careful, you will see yourself as the victim rather than the beneficiary of the many moments of grace that have come into your life, not all of which will be initially welcome, but all of which will hold a gift for you. Or you may decide to become a beneficiary in a way other than the one you had initially chosen. You may decide, for instance, that not only do you wish to experience compassion, but also power and control. You may continue giving to the same beggar, going down to the same corner every day at the same time, until the two of you establish a ritual. You may continue giving to that relative, mailing a check every month, until the two of you establish a ritual. Now you are in control. You have the power. You have disempowered them, literally taken their power to recreate their lives away from them, so that you may feel glorified, gratified, and powerful. Suddenly they cannot function without you. Neither the beggar nor the relative, both of whom existed for years on the planet without your help at all, can function without you. You have rendered them dysfunctional and have created a dysfunctional relationship with them. Instead of helping them out of the pit in which you found them, you've dug it deeper. You've taken the shovel out of their hands and placed it in your own. Watch carefully, then, your motivation for doing anything. Keep looking at your agenda. Monitor closely what aspect of your being you are experiencing. Is there a way to experience that without disempowering another? Is there a way to remember who you are without inviting someone else to forget who they are?